Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel. We're back with Darrell once again in just a moment. The Davis family of Adair, Oklahoma, having a dairy dispersal sale Tuesday, February 24th at 10 a.m. They'll be selling all cattle and equipment in their dairy. That'll be live from the Davis Dairy Farm and also broadcast on SuperiorClickToBid.com on sale day. You can contact Superior Livestock for more information and to register at 800-421-2117. Davis Family Dairy Dispersal, Adair, Oklahoma, Tuesday, February 24th, 10 a.m.
Cattlemen, it's the Duff Cattle Company's Power Plus Female and Bull Sale this coming Saturday, February 21st, 1 o'clock at the Duff Farm Sale Facility in Hobart, Oklahoma. Duff Cattle will be selling 140 head, including 50 calving Angus donor prospects and 80 Angus and Aberdeen bulls 18 to 24 months of age. You can attend the sale in Hobart or see it live on Dish Network Channel 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. Call Duff Cattle for info, 580-726-3313, or go to PowerPlusCattle.com.
January 1st cattle inventory numbers suggest that we are indeed rebuilding the U.S. beef cow herd. How quickly we'll be able to do that? Well, a lot of factors out there, but probably one of the key factors, according to livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel, are cattle prices good enough, long enough to give the signal to cattle producers to go forward full speed ahead.
And so the real key then to a producer being willing to step out there, accepting that there is more financial risk and just more total dollars needed, the capital requirements are higher. But it really comes back to the same question that's been there in every cattle cycle previously, and that's a producer's expectations about whether these prices are good enough, long enough, to make it worth it for me to invest in that heifer rather than take the immediate sale value that she has. And that's not just an individual level. An individual producer, for whatever reason, may decide I'm not going to save this heifer, sells her and takes and pockets the money. That doesn't mean that the next guy who bought her didn't take her home and try to breed her. So we have to look at heifer retention. Again, at an industry level, it's kind of like the cow side. One man's cull is another man's new cow in this market, and the same thing on the heifer side. So it's not just the individual decision, but the collective impact of that across all producers in terms of who's investing and retaining heifers and who's choosing to sell those animals right now.
And despite the fact that drought lingers here in the Southern Great Plains, cow-calf operators around here have jumped into building that mama cow herd once again with both feet.
You know, we knew the interest was there. You pick up some of it anecdotally. I have a little trouble, to be honest with you, reconciling the rate of growth in the Southern Plains relative to what's happening in the Northern Plains. Now, that said, the Northern Plains never experienced the drought liquidation, so they weren't drawn down. They probably weren't looking to expand as much. But the other side of that is for over a year, what we've been hearing and seeing in market reports was that the highest and the extremely strong heifer prices and bred cow prices and so on was in the Northern Plains. And so there's a little bit of a disconnect there, perhaps, but the bottom line is so much of our cow herd is located in the Southern Plains specifically, with the size of Texas and Oklahoma and the surrounding region, and with the impacts that the drought had, there's a lot bigger total rebuilding effort needed down here, and it would appear that it has started.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel reviewing those numbers from that January cattle inventory report. Oklahoma at 1.9 million head of beef cows as of January 1. That was up 6% compared to a year ago. Texas up 7% compared to a year ago at 4.18 million head. Beef heifers being retained up 24% from a year ago from Oklahoma, up by 7% from a year ago for Texas. The Missouri cow herd up by 3% from a year ago, up 2% on beef heifers being retained. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's a special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Union Stockyard Saturday, February 21st at noon. The sale features heifer pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, bred cows, and 40 bulls. The bulls come with fertility and trick tests if needed. New buyers need to pre-register before sale day. To check out all the consignments, see the website www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. That's www.mcallisterstockyards.com or 918-423-2834.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.